Welcome back. Well, all eyes are on SAA's new interim CEO, Zukisa Ramesa, to secure funding to pay the struggling national carrier's debt. This after then-CEO Vuyani Jagana resigned unexpectedly, his leaked resignation letter citing a lack of support from government and the board. In the meantime, the airline needs 4 billion rand in state funding to stay afloat this financial year. And Martin Kingston, who is a board member of SAA, says the company's turnaround will not be derailed by Jagana's departure and that a return to profitability in the 2021-2022 financial year is still possible with the appropriate funding. He joins us on the line now with more insight behind that conviction. Thanks so much, Martin, for joining us on the line this evening. So you've put your hand up volunteering further involvement in SOEs in general, but you're already a member of SAA's board. And as that, do you agree that for us, outside looking in, it's like we're being led down a very deep rabbit hole at this stage?
Well, I think, Alicia, that we need to recognize that at this stage, it's critical that we put the right resources behind these turnaround strategies. And that's the key decision that has to be taken both by the board and indeed by the shareholder.
Okay, so right resources, the imperative. What's been the challenge in getting that in play for so long?
I think people are very frustrated at the slow pace of turnaround, not just at SAA, but at other state-owned enterprises. We need to recognize that the board and the management have to work within the confines of existing legal and regulatory processes, and those are sometimes slow and very time-consuming. The more important issue is that at SAA, we'd already begun to see fundamental changes taking place, both in terms of the curtailment of certain routes that were not profit-making, potentially changing the fleet, changing our procurement practices, addressing corruption, and putting in place an organizational design that renders the airline fit for purpose. When this new board came in, it's no longer new, 18 months ago, there were some seven turnaround plans that were gathering dust on the shelves. Under Vuyani Jagana's leadership, actually the executive and the board started to implement that turnaround strategy, and it's beginning to bear fruit. But that's a long-term process, and as you said, we don't anticipate turning to profit until 21-22.
Of course, the challenge that's been cited by not only, Vuyani Jagana, but other CEOs within the SOE space is that they've had very little rein to turn these ships around like they would have liked to, and political connection is key right here. How much leverage does political connection afford you? Is that something that's pretty much imperative at this stage?
Well, we need to have the full support of our shareholder, in this particular case, the Department of Public Enterprises. Not only Department of Public Enterprises, we're accountable to Parliament. On several occasions, we've had to appear in front of parliamentary committees, but also National Treasury. As you've correctly said, we need to rely upon National Treasury for an infusion of capital to ensure that we can remain solvent going forward. Our banks have been very sympathetic in accommodating our requirements thus far, but they're not going to endlessly provide unconditional financial support. So bringing the shareholder and government along with these state-owned enterprises, and specifically with SAA, has been absolutely critical. Over the last several months and weeks, we've had intense conversations with both our shareholder and National Treasury, and I'm confident that they will provide us with the requisite support, but they need to equally feel assured that our strategy is beginning to bear fruit and that they're not going to put good money after bad, yeah. Particularly in a set of circumstances where, as we know, the fiscal purse is highly constrained with several key demands.
Martin, having said all of that, we've had Finance Minister Tito Mboweni hold the view and iterate this view that SAA must be shut down. Many saying that the only way that these operations are going to survive is if privatization becomes a part of the agenda. Where does that rank for you as a solution that potentially does need some consideration?
We need to look at all of the options, both in terms of the underlying assets of SAA as well as the airline itself. If it transpires that international or domestic partners are more appropriate than the status quo, we're going to motivate that very clearly and unequivocally to the shareholder and to the Minister of Finance. And he is correct in saying that it must no longer be a drain on the fiscus. We fully support him in that view.
Yeah. Economist Mike Schüssler is saying that the end of the line is coming soon, that South Africa is in a deep crisis, and it's in a crisis that doesn't afford us the capability to rescue or save every SOE. And so, you know, Eskom potentially stands more important than SAA right now. Is that the pecking order of things?
I think that the government needs to rank very carefully those SOEs that are under its overall auspices. The reality is that there are some that are not fit for purpose, and there are others that don't need to be owned by the state, and there are yet more that perhaps need to be closed. I don't believe that SAA falls into that category, but we need to demonstrate that we can turn its profitability without any further demands over the medium term on the fiscus. At the moment, the government has already guaranteed the 9.2 billion rands worth of medium-term debt and the 3.5 billion rands worth of working support. So whether government wishes it or not, it already sits effectively as a contingent liability on its balance sheet, as do the guarantees for Eskom. The key decision for them is whether they put further limited resources behind the likes of SAA or Eskom, and I think that needs to be considered on the merit of each case.
Yeah. How's the hunt going for a new CEO? Are you confident that we're going to be seeing a new CEO being appointed soon? Because we've certainly had voices come through saying that a successor from the aviation industry is what's needed to actually turn things around effectively.
Well, Mr. Johanna only resigned some 10 days ago, so we've only commenced the process of looking for an appropriate replacement thereafter. The reality is that any CEO is going to be challenged by the circumstances that we find ourselves in, and it is absolutely correct that industry experience is a key part of the criteria that we'll be looking at in that search for a CEO, either domestically or internationally. We need to find somebody who's got the requisite skills and experience to be able to work with the executive team and the board, as well as the shareholder, in achieving the objectives of the airline.
Let's leave it there, Martin. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Martin Kingston is an SAA board member.